Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Paula Usted English?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Scott Garlis joining us now, editor of Stansberry Newswire and Stansberry Newswire Premium. Scott, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
John, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for joining us. So a lot going on here in Colorado. And I know there's other parts of the country that are doing the same. I don't know what it's like where you are, but we've got some other, you know, shutdowns, call them lockdowns, mini lockdowns. In Colorado, we're not sure what to call them, Scott, because I'm not sure the state itself knows what to call them, but it's going to affect business.
Yeah. We're experiencing the same thing here in Maryland. The governor just made some announcements that push things backward a bit. But it is going to affect business. You know, one of the things that I feel like one of the services that has been done over the last few months heading into the election was actually how strong our economy has been on a national basis. You know, again, I think we may have talked about this last time. GDP data we saw in the third quarter saw record growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the housing industry, which makes up 18% of economic output, is booming right now. There are actually a lot of really good things going on. And, you know, I remember specifically reading a CNN headline saying, this economy sucks, it's the worst ever. And that
but it's hasn't not
been the case.
Yeah, no, thank exactly. you, Scott. It isn't. In fact, I wanted to get your opinion on this because I almost feel like even where we're at right now with some of these shutdowns that are happening, I don't know about where you are, but in Colorado, I don't necessarily look at the case rate because I don't really care, because I think there's a lot more people that have even had COVID than probably even realize they've had it. I look at the deaths that we have on a daily basis in Colorado. It's still pretty much just a small little trickle up and down. You know, it goes from 10 to 20, 10, 20. I mean, we just kind of back and forth. We really don't have a high death rate in Colorado. And frankly, Scott, our hospitalizations aren't all that high, considering all that's going on. So what I'm asking you is, given all of what I've just said, do you feel like there are forces out there that just want the economy to seem and feel worse than it really is, given the fact that I'm like you and feel like it's a whole lot better than what they say it is?
It certainly seems like that sometimes. I think one of the big problems we have here, too, is so a lot of the national media is in big city centers like L.A. and New York.
Right.
And because of their mass transit systems and the density and the closeness, they do have some transmission issues, right? Much more so than if you get out into rural America where most of us live. It's a very different story. And I think they have a hard time grasping how everybody in those areas, they're able to figure it out and go about their lives. And the problem is, it's like they're forcing a narrative on us and a situation, and so some of the officials are getting concerned, and they're worried about how would that look for them politically if they don't do something.
I think you are spot on. Hear me out on this one though, and I'm not an expert like you. You are by far a bigger expert when it comes to the economic, you know, end of things, the market analysis, and so on. That's what you do on a daily basis. But to me, and I watch the real estate thing fairly closely because I'm not a stock market guy, but I'm a real estate guy, commercial and residential and so on. And here in Colorado, and I know other parts of the country, it's still strong, but it is here in Colorado very. Even with all of the shutdowns and people that have been out of work and so on, our housing, like you said earlier, still very, very strong. And my feeling on why that is because a lot of the folks, and I'm not trying to be, you know, mean-spirited or anything along those lines, Scott, I'm just trying to state what it is.
Yep.
The folks that have lost their jobs in most cases, are probably not homeowners. And so the reality is, the reason why I feel like the housing market is still very strong is because that tends to be, and in this case is, the section of the economy that either are working from home or they're essential workers or whatever the case is. They're still working, everything's still flowing, and they're doing well. In fact, in some cases, they may have saved some money because they're not eating out and doing some of the things in public, ball games, entertainment, some of those things they once would. They've actually got more disposable income than they did before. Am I right in my thought process?
You definitely are. And one of the things we can go back and look at just to sort of prove that is it's something called M1 money supply. And that's measured by the Federal Reserve. And the St. Louis Federal Reserve in particular keeps this data. And if you go back and look at M1 money supply, it is at record highs right now. Throughout this year, you know, actually ever since this pandemic started, because of the stimulus that the Fed has put out there, because of the stimulus the government gave, it has exploded higher. I mean, it's picked up by about $1.5 trillion to all-time highs. So disposable income that individuals have is or their most liquid assets is at the highest levels it's ever been.
Wow.
So that's exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
And you know, and to sort of prove some of the strength of the economy, I love to follow the Federal Reserve. I love to follow what these governors talk about and say when they're speaking, because these are the mechanics that really have to look under the hood, right? When your car is broken, you're going to take the mechanic's word for it, not just guess. And I listened to Jerome Powell speak earlier this week. He's the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and Vice Chairman Richard Clarida. And they both said, they both talked about how the economic rebound has been way stronger than they thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And Powell started getting, you know, Powell is usually, he's a banker. He's going to play things down, and he's usually very cautious.
Yes.
You know, for the first time in a long time, I heard him make some really positive comments about the medium-term outlook is what he likes to call it. And that's like the 6 to 10 month outlook. He's getting much more optimistic about where things are going to go. So what people are having a hard time understanding right now is they're looking at the stock market. They're looking at the explosion, sort of the resurgence of coronavirus infections. And like, how can the stock market keep going up? Well, money managers are looking at the situation that's developing. Mm. They're looking at things like M1 money supply, what's going on in the housing market. And they're seeing this coronavirus vaccine news that's coming. And they're thinking about where are we going to be in 8 to 10 months from now. And they think we're going to be in a much better place. And that's why you're seeing the stock market do what it's doing.
And by the way, I think you are spot on. And again, I'm not trying to be, you know, rude, Scott, to folks that have, you know, been in the entertainment business and lost their jobs, or they've been in the restaurant business and you know the food business and maybe lost their job. I'm not trying to be insensitive to those folks, because I get that's not fun. Not having a job, not having income, it would not be a fun situation. But on the same token, and again, I'm not trying to be rude here, but those are typically, and I'm trying not to be insensitive, but I'm just trying to be realistic at the same time. They are not typically the people that are out funding the economy. What I mean by that is they're not the folks buying new cars. They're not the folks buying houses. They're not the folks buying new furniture to put into the new house they just bought. I mean, I can go down the list, Scott, and you know what I'm getting into when you talk about some of these things. Unfortunately, the folks that are out of jobs right now are not the folks that normally fund the economy anyways. And to me, that's why the economy has done as well as it has.
Well, yeah, and it depends on the level of to your point of where you go with funding. I mean, they are spending on things. And so
understand.
You're talking about the service economy versus like so just the regular manufacturing economy.
Well,
so
but real, let me stop for just 1 second. Not necessarily the service economy, because I have a business that's in the service economy. I'm considered an essential business, so we keep working. I mean, I guess I'm talking more of the wait staff / you know, food service, or, you know, the restaurant / entertainment, you know, the folks that would run ball games and things like that. You know, those are the ones that right now are not working. For the most part, the rest of the service industry is full bore.
Yeah. So the service industry is they are part of it, right? But the service industry has been the most affected by this. And yeah, it doesn't mean the whole thing, but if you think about if you ever see the huge cruise ships, I mean, think about all the people that need to be employed there. They can't.
True.
There's no way anybody's getting on a cruise ship for
that's
at least a year.
True.
And then airlines. It's and, but it the coronavirus vaccine will be a game changer once that gets going. And there's another thing that I think the Trump administration deserves a lot of credit for is Operation Warp Speed.
Agree.
They're not getting the credit for.
Nope, I mean, they are not.
The time frame they have done this is amazing. I mean, we've never seen anything like this before. It typically takes 4 to 5 years. So
they've done this in months. For everybody listening, even those of you that maybe are on a little bit of the left of center, Scott, great point. They have done this in literally, that's why it's warp speed they've done this in, and we're having positive results. I just read an article a moment ago where, 95% positive results. That's even unheard of, Scott.
It is. I mean, that's pretty incredible. I don't. You can only get 5% better. And Fauci. A lot of the medicine experts were hoping for something that would be 50 to 60%.
Right.
Have 50% efficacy, and they said 70-75% would be amazing. And what we wound up with is two companies: one that had 94.5%, and the other has 95%.
Huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And so regular people will probably start getting access to this vaccine in the middle of next year. So it's going to take a little bit of time.
Right.
But the frontline workers can start. But we're looking at the industries like the wait staff. We're looking at a point where these guys, we have an idea of when they can start getting back to work. So,
good point.
One of the things you got to think about there is, okay, if Congress is going to do another round of stimulus, a targeted stimulus response makes much more sense.
I agree. Yes, the people that are still, businesses that are still functioning and working and everything is rolling along, they don't need it. But that restaurant that just, again, here in Colorado got shut down because of no fault of their own, just because the governor says you can't be open, those are the guys that are going to need help.
Completely, and they'll need that bridge to get them there. And the Federal Reserve, again, these guys have been out talking about this week because their next meeting is in December. They're probably going to introduce more stimulus into the system to try to do their part. But they'd like to see the government do something. And again, I don't think it needs to be this broad, sweeping $5 trillion stuff. It needs to be more targeted. And those industries, say like airlines, shipping, restaurant workers, they need to help the most. And those people should be targeted with this response.
Well said. Scott, a joy having you. We're going to have you more on a regular basis. I appreciate it very much. You bring some great insight and even a checks and balance for me to make sure that I'm thinking correctly in all of this. And I appreciate all you're doing, sir.
Yeah, Ben, thanks for having me. And again, come check us out, StansberryInvestor.com. Tons of free stuff for people to look at. And, we want to help the little guy get ahead.
Well done. Scott, thank you very much. We'll have you again soon. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, John.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. Scott Garlis again, Stansberry Newswire and Stansberry Newswire Premium. American National Insurance is next. Make sure you're properly insured, folks. And my agent, Paul Leuenberger, would love to help you out. Nice guy, by the way. One of the nicest guys you'll meet. And whether you're insured with him or not, he'll still review your policy and make sure you have proper insurance. Call him today at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
A good shop, and speaking of insurance a moment ago, don't let your insurance company tell you where to get your car fixed if you're in an accident, because you have the option to go wherever you want. Doesn't matter what part of town you're in, you can still go to a good shop. Two locations in North Glen, one in Commerce City, and they would love to help you if you've been in any kind of an accident. So they'll take care of it. They'll talk to the insurance company and work with you and them to get you back whole again.
Go to klzradio.com or 720-541-7697. That's a good shop.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At A Good Shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by A Good Shop Lifetime Guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, where if you want to go eat at a restaurant in the next few days, you better do it today or tomorrow, because Friday, to my knowledge, there's about 13 and maybe even more counties have been added. I haven't looked today, but most of the Denver metro area outside of Douglas County will be in the red zone, which means all indoor dining will not be permitted. Again, I'll continue to say this, totally backwards way of handling things. Back to our last guest, too, Scott. You know, the economy, folks, despite what the left will tell you, is really doing fabulous. Even with all of the nonsense with COVID and everything else that's gone on, as Scott was talking about, the M1 money supply and how much money is there and the amount of money that folks have saved in certain areas. And I mean, I will tell you right now, go talk to any contractor like Mighty Hand Construction and see how busy they are and how many jobs are lined out. And the reality is they're all busy. We know Enchanted Kitchens, who is with us and is going to be up here in a few minutes, also extremely busy. So much so they hired another designer to their team. So the economy, folks, despite what the left will tell you, is doing extremely well despite everything that governors like Polis have tried to do to stop it. Even with their intervention and they're trying to shut things down, the economy, for the most part, is doing well. And I believe will continue to do so. In fact, if they'll get out of the way, the economy will bounce right back if allowed to. It's absolutely ridiculous that we're going through the shutdowns and the things that we're going through right now when there's no need for it. And folks, I mean that. There is no need for it. Jeff in Weld County is up. Jeff, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, John. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling, Jeff.
First thing I wanted to throw out there is I actually called Dr. Julie after she got off the air.
Awesome.
And she's much more pleasant to talk to on the phone than she is to listen to on the radio.
Awesome.
But no, we ordered some of those immune packs from her.
Great.
She's got me hooked up.
Great. Good to hear, Jeff. I appreciate that. And give me your thoughts on COVID and the shutdowns.
Well, I think you know my thoughts on COVID and the shutdowns. I'm thankful that I live in the halfway free state of Weld County. We aren't affected by a lot of the latest shutdowns. At least so far, we haven't been included in that group.
Right.
There's a couple of things that I'd like to throw out to you,
sure,
John, that over the last couple of days, and I know there hasn't been much out of the Polis petition. And
it failed. Well, to my knowledge, it's basically failed, Jeff.
Yeah, and I just wanted to throw out some of my observations on it. I think, you know, there's been a lot of stuff on social media that, oh, well, they closed the Secretary of State's office, so they couldn't deliver the petitions. That was done a couple of weeks beforehand as far as in-person stuff in there, and they should have known that.
Right.
And there's also been on social media a couple of people involved in that have put out some pretty admonishing, in my mind, posts to people, to their signature collectors.
Explain
about you shouldn't have taken a packet if you couldn't fill that packet. Phrases along those lines that, and I don't know that they weren't giving us all their numbers just based on the petition signature packets that they gave out, not what they were getting back in. And I don't know. I would assume that you've been involved in a couple of these. I've been involved in several petition drives before. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can turn in full signature packets.
Correct. It depends on where they're at. Depends on where they're canvassing, who they're talking to, where they're standing, all that kind of stuff. Correct. You're exactly right.
Exactly. You get a hodgepodge of packets back. And, you know, somebody may turn in 20 full packets and 10 partial packets.
I'm confused, Jeff, as to why someone would care. I mean, if their signatures are signatures, it doesn't matter whether the packet's full or not. Who cares?
Well, and that was my feelings as well. But that there was one gal that, and it came out on their Facebook page, and she was just lambasting basically people for agreeing to take packets that turned in unfull packets.
I think there was
some people involved in that effort that were pretty naive to the whole process. But that's just my opinion.
Well, you know what, Jeff? What I'm going to say along those lines, I'm glad you brought that up, by the way. I have not talked much about it, number one, because I can't get anybody from the dethroned Polis, not the recall Polis, but the dethroned Polis.com website. I have reached out. I haven't got a single person yet to answer back. I was gracious enough to have them on and publicize what was going on there, and wanted to, because frankly, I think he does need recalled. So I was gracious enough to have those folks on after reaching out, and really did, by the way, did the work in getting them on prior to the date of turn in. And I have heard crickets since.
No,
which is a bunch of crap, Jeff.
They just disappeared.
It's garbage.
Yeah, and that was why, and you know, I talked to you and Andy a couple of weeks ago, just wondering who they had to put up against him. But there's been no information out. That they just dropped off the radar, gone. Radio
You're right.
Silent.
You're right. They did, and I, you know, here's the thing that I don't like about all that's happened. And I realize there's folks on the left that are listening that are probably chuckling to themselves and thinking, yeah, well, you guys didn't have a chance anyways. Well, you know, maybe we didn't. But at the end of the day, Jeff, I think with a good, organized, consorted effort, I do think there's enough Coloradans out there that do not like the way the governor has handled this whole COVID crisis. And I do think there's enough people out there that would sign petitions to have him recalled. If the right people were in charge and getting this thing done correctly on the front side, I do think there's actually a way to make that work. The problem is we don't have what I just said.
Exactly. I agree 100%, John, because I think there is, I wholeheartedly agree there's enough people in this state to get that done.
Yeah, the problem is when we do what we just did, it makes all of us, including you and I, look stupid.
It does, and it goes back to the... It goes back to the same problems that the Republican Party's had in this state for years. It goes back to making us look almost as stupid as we did with the whole Dan Mays debacle.
Yeah. Well said. Yes.
And that was a debacle.
Yeah. No. But, you're right. I mean, we are not at times. We are flat out our own worst enemy, period.
Yes. The conservatives in the state of Colorado, yes, we are.
Yep. We are our own worst enemy, and we just proved it through what happened in regards to a recall effort that I really felt strongly, if done right, could have succeeded. And I believe,
Jeff,
if done right, it could have and should have succeeded, actually.
Yes, it should have succeeded, and I had high hopes for it. I have not been much involved in politics for, I'll say, the last 7-8 years. I used to live in Westminster and was very involved in it. and I got burnt out on it. And to me, that was one reason that I decided to move my family to Weld County.
Mm-hmm.
And have not been involved in it since. But part of that burned me out on it was the conservative and the Republican leadership in this state. They dropped the ball on it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Jeff, and I'm going to beat up on the Republicans for a minute, we haven't had really, Jeff, and I mean this sincerely, we've had some sporadic, solid leadership in the party that at times the party itself doesn't like, so then we actually oust them. And
yeah,
we have not really had good, solid leadership. I don't know that I can even remember when, Jeff. It's been that long.
It's been a long time. And you and I are both natives, John.
Yep.
And it's been a long time.
Yes. If we had the same, I'm going to say this, if we had the same consorted effort the left has had and the same type of organizational wherewithal that the left has had, I believe we could have maybe kept this state a little bit more red back in the day. But the problem is we've had so many mishaps and so many stumbles along the way, Jeff, that I you know, barring some miracle, this is a blue state going forward.
It is. And some of that owes to our own mishaps and mistakes.
Yes.
The other part of it owes to just the influx of population.
Yes, no, that's
from
true.
Other places.
So, but what that means, though, Jeff, is if I were in charge of the party, what you have to do, just like a business owner would do, is you have to pick the areas that you know you can win in. And I'm not saying that we don't run candidates in places we can't win in, but let's face it, let's concentrate on areas where we know we have a fighting chance. We can still run candidates in areas just to make sure we have a presence and make sure that we're well-known in those areas. But the reality is we should concentrate and really work super hard on areas we know we can win and then start branching out from those areas into the next area and the next area and the next area. That's how we win. But we don't do what I just said, Jeff.
Exactly. And that also lays back into what we've talked about over the last month on salesmanship to,
yep,
you know, this state is also over a third independent,
right,
declared.
Right. Well said. You're
and
right.
That message needs to be sold to the independents, not just preaching,
yep,
to the choir.
Nope, you're
to
right.
The Republican Party.
You're right. Well, you know, the guests that we had on, Olivia Perez Cubas, were, you know, Winning for Women, where they've gone into races across the country and put the right women in this particular case, because that's who they are. But they've put the right women in the right races and given them the right tools to actually win that race. And guess what, Jeff? We won.
We did really well. Absolutely. And in a case of, you know, that I don't live in her district, Lauren Boebert, you know, that she spoke the message that the people wanted to hear.
That's exactly right. And you know what? When you speak that message, you get support even outside of your area.
That was a pretty safe seat for Tipton anyway.
Well, you would have thought, but it evidently wasn't.
But she went in and beat him. No matter which one of them won the primary, I think would have won the election. But it doesn't hurt that, you know, Lauren is a young gal.
Yep.
And she's speaking to the people that live in that part of the state.
Yes.
And she's speaking that message, and they love that message. And it also doesn't hurt that she's pretty easy on the eyes.
That's true, too. No, you're right.
You know,
you're right, Jeff. No, you're on all fronts.
She's a hell of a lot better looking than Scott is.
No, you are correct. Yes, point taken. Jeff, I got to run. Good stuff as always. I always appreciate you calling in. I'm up against a break here. We got another guest joining us here in about 10 minutes. So hang tight. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. They want to help you with all of your vehicle needs, including tires. They sell tires at cost. Cooper Tires, by the way. And don't forget, there's a 15% off any repair and a free charging system inspection as we speak. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Flesh and Beck, folks, and Kevin will help you with any legal need you have going on, especially those where it involves, you know, hit and runs, things along those lines. You're not getting your full value out of the insurance company or the other party's insurance company. Give Kevin a call today, 303-806-8886. And that's fleshlawfirm.com. It's spelled F-L-E-S-C-H.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else. You ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right. Al Smith would love to help you out with all of your financial planning needs. That's what he does. He's a financial advisor and will advise you on where to head down the road. 303-744-1128 or go to klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Craig from Wheat Ridge, you are up. What's going on today, sir?
Hey, John. You made the statement that you think homeowners are pretty much going to be exempt from, that they're still going to be doing okay, that most of your people that are being affected by these COVID restrictions are probably renters. Is that kind of what I heard you say?
Yeah, I mean, and again, I'm not exactly an expert in that area. We were talking to Scott earlier, and he said the M1 money supply is way up and kind of goes along with what I'm talking about along those lines. And again, I'm not trying to downplay anybody that's a, you know, waitress or a wait staff or somebody that works for Aramark and, you know, runs things at the stadium and so on. But typically speaking, those are not your homeowners.
Well, I'm going to, if the economy has any semblance of being good now, I think it's going to go down quickly. And like they say, elections have consequences. And one of them is here on the state level. The repeal of the Gallagher Amendment is going to mean homeowners, the very people you're talking about that are probably doing okay, or should be doing okay, are going to have to pay higher in property taxes.
Correct.
The Biden administration has let it be known that they're anti-fossil fuels. So
Correct.
We're all going to be paying higher gas prices. Unemployed workers don't have money to spend to go out and shop, either whether it's online or in brick-and-mortar retail places. So, I, you know, maybe they're not spending money on going out and eating, but they might not have enough money to go out and spend at this Christmas like they might otherwise have. I don't care what Biden says. He says it's not going to affect people under $400,000 a year income.
Oh, yes,
we're all going to be paying higher income taxes.
Oh, yes.
You that.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Okay, and then how about the fear factor from the COVID that the media puts out there, telling you to stay home? I mean, all these things combined can only, in my estimation, lead to a recession, if not a depression. This continues.
Well, you know, we'll see. That's a tough, and again, I have no crystal ball. I talked to a lot of these financial advisors and, you know, financial folks that are on a pretty regular basis. And I don't know, Craig, and I don't think they do. You know, nobody knows 100% what's going to happen tomorrow. I will say this. I agree with you. We don't get things open back up and get back on track in a very soon manner. Yes, we are going to have to pay the piper.
And it'll be a complete disaster if the Georgia runoff election, if the two
yes.
Republicans
yes.
get unseated.
Yes. If we lose that one, yes, everything you just said is correct. If they win, it'll change the playing field to a large extent if they win.
So again,
nope, good point. No, well said. No, Craig, I don't know that I can disagree with you. And a lot of it's going to come down to A, who ends up winning the presidency, and B, because that's not settled yet, and B, who wins Georgia. Good point.
Well then, something I heard earlier today. They said that the three media giants, Facebook, Google, and Twitter. How they suppressed the information on the Hunter Biden laptop and some of the things that revealed.
Yes.
They said that, again, surveys, you can, you know, I wouldn't hold my breath on any survey, but some of the Biden people that voted for Biden surveyed said that 36% of them had not even been aware of the Hunter Biden incident.
That's right. No, you're correct.
And then of those, 4% said had they known, they probably wouldn't have voted for Biden. And
right.
If you take 4% of the popular vote from Biden as it stands now, that probably would have flipped it
yep.
for Trump.
You're correct. Nope. Well said. Craig, I got to run to a break. Thank you very much. He's spot on. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. Make that kitchen the enchanted place. Go to klzradio.com and look for Enchanted Kitchens there.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers will help you with that Enchanted Kitchen. He'll be with us tomorrow and explain. So, in the meantime, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Don't try to navigate the maze of Medicare alone, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options clearly so you don't make a mistake. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
Your local enrollment center, GIA Risk Management, is certified by Connect for Health Colorado, Colorado's official health insurance marketplace.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Our next guest, William Jasper, joining us now. William, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you this evening?
Very well, thank you. Pleasure to be on with you.
Well, I appreciate it. You are a very well-known, in-depth, years-long investigator and had a lot of involvement in the Oklahoma City bombing and its aftermath. And right now, there's a nonstop effort to take Trump down.
Yes, and that's what we've been focused on at the New American, as have been many other news organizations that are trying to fight the fake news blackouts on all of the things that are going on with the efforts over the last 4 years to really stage a coup against this current administration to take down Trump. That was the cover story, right. My cover story in the current issue of the print magazine.
So all of what's going on now, and we're hearing, you know, lots of reports, you know, on irregularities with voting, the lawsuits, of course, that are going on. Sidney Powell talking about, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of votes that have gone the other direction. Question I have for you, William, and I think this is probably on the minds of a lot of people. If I'm asking it, they are as well. When does the shoe actually drop, and are we actually going to see some of the evidence on what some of the folks like Sidney is claiming?
Well, I think we're going to start seeing it very soon. I'm hoping it's going to be coming out soon, but recognize this, that we've faced 4 years of nonstop, really unprecedented vitriol and hatred, obviously by all of the top media.
True.
Against President Trump, by all of the Democrat opposition, and by many of the Republicans who he has been going against. He's not part of the establishment globalist
right.
club, and many Republicans are, and as well as all of those Obama and Bush swamp creatures that stayed in the administration that have been trying to unseat him. And so we are now in this election, contrary to what many of the so-called experts have been saying, that this is the cleanest, safest election ever. This has been the most rigged, fraudulent election ever. I mean, it's right before our very eyes, and it has been carried out in so many different ways, both in the traditional ways of mm-hmm. ballot stuffing, the
right.
mail-in vote, all of that fraud, plus the computer voting,
right.
both the Dominion systems and what last week I interviewed General McInerney, and you probably covered some of that on your program. His charges, and he's just one of many experts who have said that the real major voting flipping that we saw happen was done by computers and by a specific voter computer program called Hammer and
right.
Scorecard.
Right.
And so we've been digging into that further, and it's really quite amazing. And Sidney Powell did bring that out on Lou Dobbs. She did bring it out on a couple of other programs. But it's been amazing how the fake news media, which President Trump rightly said is the enemy of the American people, he actually called him out by name. He wasn't saying, as they tried to make it appear, that he was against the First Amendment and he's against journalism. He said, no, he's against the fake news media who are disinforming the people. They have been covering this up completely, and just like they have been the Clinton Foundation scandals and corruption, as they've covered up the Biden Burisma and China connections and corruption. So they've been covering up all of this. You see just in the last couple of days where we had Christopher Krebs, head of the DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, was fired. And all the media was citing him as proof. He had come out and said that, there's no truth to any of these rumors about election fraud or anything. Well, it turns out he was one of the swamp creatures, and that's pretty verifiable. He came out of Microsoft. He was a Microsoft Bill Gates acolyte for cybersecurity there, came into the Obama administration, and he and his lieutenant, Matt Travis, were principals and partners in an Obsidian Analytics, which was a election consultancy firm with Clapper, who was DNI. So you see the swamp,
right.
And all of these creatures are all connected here. And so they're covering for each other and promoting each other, and at the same time doing everything possible to undermine the constitutionally elected government of the United States.
And I continue to remind everybody, I'm sure you are as well, anyway, we got William Jasper with us. He is a author, journalist, commentator, very well known. And the reality, William, is that this election is not over. It is getting close. I understand that. I think as most do. And I guess another question I have for you is some of this information, even that you know the Sidney Powells of the world have, and the reason why some of the stuff is being kept so close to the vest is because the more they leak out, the more time there is for the other side to really figure out how to defend it and or defend it in the press, and the less that's out there, the better. Is that maybe some of the thought coming from them?
Well, I'm sure that that is the case with some of the information. However, as you probably have seen, Rudy Giuliani, who has been the principal one actually holding the press conferences, where they actually lined up the witnesses,
right.
And they had all the stacks of affidavits and everything, he was protesting even on Fox when he was there, and he was being a bit, well, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? And he said, we had the press conference, and you wouldn't even come to it to see the evidence. And obviously, there is a lot of it, which I think they're going to be dropping soon. When you're collecting affidavits, when you're doing subpoenas and or taking video affidavits and signed affidavits, where they are taking oaths under perjury, I mean, these people are actually coming forward, and they're willing to put themselves on the line. That is evidence. And so when they release all of this, normally the procedure you go through is you release it in court. You don't just start throwing it out there. And so these are documents which have to go through the regular procedure. You know, we need to keep reminding ourselves,
right, right.
The American public, that back in 2000, Al Gore didn't give up.
True.
Up to 37 days.
Great point.
He kept this going. And it hasn't been 37 days yet.
It's good point.
It's been, a few days. And so we cannot allow ourselves to be stampeded into accepting the media's anointing and crowning of Biden-Harris as the new royalty here.
Well said. You're right on target. Yep.
So it is going. I think that we should start seeing some shoes drop. I think that the administration and his legal team realize that the press is doing everything they can to make people rush into this. So that's why you have all these foreign heads of state. They're being brought forward to congratulate and make everybody think that it's a done deal. And you have all of the Hollywood and media people claiming that Trump is just being obstinate, he's being narcissist, he's refusing to accept reality. No, this is the constitutional process. We are a constitutional republic.
Right.
We do supposedly go by the rule of law.
You
can see Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all the people that are now saying, let's just rush ahead and put Biden in there. They've been making all these calls about the rule of law ad nauseum for the last several years.
Again, William Jasper been with us. William, we got to run. We're top of the hour. We're about done with the show. Thank you for joining us. We'll have you back again. Senior editor of The New American. Thank you so much, sir. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. With that, Purify Chevrolet is next. Find them at purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, and that's it, folks, for today. We do appreciate all of you joining us very much. Don't forget the National Crawford Roundtable will be next. Tomorrow we've got a full show in store for you. Don't forget Kurt Rogers will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk more about what's going on in the housing world, what to expect next, what's the Gallagher Amendment, the repeal of, going to do, and all of that as well. So have a great night. National Crawford Roundtable is next. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.